The last time I preached, the themes for the readings on that Sunday, if you remember, was about hearing and listening. While hearing is basically the reception of sound waves, listening is the ability to process and recall the memory what is heard. I mention this because, by chance or not, the readings today strongly focus on hearing. To hear and focus on the greatest commandment at the heart of the readings. To fall in love wholeheartedly with God and also love our neighbor. This is the path laid out for us. The narrow path that leads to the narrow gate for entry into eternal life in God's kingdom. This narrow path is difficult to follow because it is lined with many distractions and obstacles that takes away our focus on the destination at the end of life's journey. In our first reading, Moses, speaking to the Israelites in the desert about their many distractions, enjoined them with the Shema, Hebrew for, "Hear, O Israel." Because God has a message for them that will make the difference between life and death. The message: to fear the Lord your God and keep throughout the days of your lives all his statutes and commandments, and thus have a long life. Then the focus: hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. Take to heart these words. In the scene from Mark's gospel passage today, we hear of a scribe, a scholar of the Old Testament law, who asks Jesus, "Which is first of all the commandments?" And Jesus replies to the scribe, as Moses did to the Israelites with the Shema, "This is the first. Hear, O Israel. The Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength." Now, did you happen to hear the difference from the Shema Moses spoke? Jesus included additionally, "with all your mind." Some biblical scholarship believes this to incorporate loving the Lord God by following the laws and commandments to the fullest of understanding. Jesus then goes even farther by adding a second commandment alongside the first: "You shall love your neighbor as yourself. And there is no greater commandment than these." The scribe answered with understanding by saying, "In doing all these, this is worth more than all the burnt offerings and sacrifices." To which Jesus tells him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." The question we must find the answer to is, how can we possibly love this way? The answer isn't easy. Most all of us are so busy, involved in family, work, church, with so many activities coming at us, we simply struggle to prioritize our daily life, let alone to find time to give God our all. Father Pedro Arrupe, a former superior general to the Jesuits, gives us an answer to loving the Lord God. He said, "Nothing is more practical than to fall in love with God. Practical because when we are in love, we know our priorities and know how we will devote our time and talent." An example of these priorities for us in the diaconate. In the very beginning of our diaconal formation, we candidates were given 5 priorities in order to have a fruitful vocation. Our first priority is God. To fall in love with God and keep the greatest commandment. The second priority is our spouse, if married. To live up to our vows to love, honor, and cherish until death do we part. Our third priority is our family. To accept and love all God's gift of children. To be their primary teachers in life and education in the Catholic faith. Our fourth priority is our work vocation, essential to supporting the family with financial stability, along with the church and the community. And then our fifth priority is our diaconal service to a parish in the diocese under the guidance of the bishop. The answer to keeping these priorities in that order isn't easy, and I have to discern often what God, my number one priority, expects. Sort of WWJD. If a situation arises that conflicts with the other priorities, that it involves love of neighbor, then that becomes my priority, because love of God and neighbor must always be first. To fall in love with God and neighbor, the heart of today's reading, should become our priority in life on earth. Think about this. Do we have to be perfect in fulfilling our commitments and commandments in order to be saved? The simple answer is no. Jesus told his disciples, "Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God." And they responded in astonishment, "Then who can be saved?" And Jesus said, "For human beings it is impossible, but not for God. All things are possible for God." If we make a total commitment to God, to put him first, he will look not only on our works, but more importantly, on the love of God with which they were done. Last Sunday, we heard the story of Bartimaeus, a blind man, who wanted more than anything to see. He had faith that if he only met Jesus, the Son of David, he would indeed get his sight. And he did. In faith, having no possessions, a beggar, he even cast off his cloak, an important possession to a poor blind beggar. Jesus recognized his faith, the key to his cure, and told him, "Go your way. Your faith has saved you." Brothers and sisters, we all must identify the cloaks in our life that keep us from getting closer to loving God. Faith will provide the way when we can't see well the way. Faith will save us. So in our imperfection, let us strive to walk the narrow path, and when we stray from that path, then seek to be reconciled with God and to do penance to get back on the narrow path. Just have faith. In listening to the testimony in the reading to the Hebrews, Jesus, because he remains forever, has a priesthood that does not pass away. Therefore, he is always able to save those who approach God through him, since he lives forever to make intercession for them. For all who in faith strive to keep the greatest commandment will have the promise of St. Paul, who wrote to the Romans in chapter 8. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Trial or distress, or persecution or hunger, or nakedness, or danger or the sword? As Scripture says, "For your sake we are being slain all the day long. We are looked upon as sheep to be slaughtered. Yet in all this we are conquerors because of him who has loved us. For I am certain that neither death nor life, neither angels nor principalities, neither the present nor the future, nor powers, neither height nor depth, nor any other creature will be able to separate us from the love of God that comes to us in Christ Jesus our Lord. So go your way. Your faith will save you."